to Tango Mobile.
10-0-TR, head for home. Yep, great.
Over to a friend's house to deliver a plant to her, the handbell director, and then I'm going to go find me some lunch, and then I'll come back home and see what other trouble I can get into today. And I'll say anyway, but it says it's 76 degrees out here right now.
I got 77. Well, we got most everything we needed and heading back to the QTH. Let me turn this radio down. And out here on the newly repaved Gap Creek Road on this beautiful day. They didn't have the eye drops I like on sale, but I had to buy some anyways, but I'll stock up when they kick it down to $6 off. I don't know what they're doing at Sam's, but it was incredibly crowded, and many of the HVAC counters back there that have the grapes and all that stuff in it were totally empty. Now, I noticed their big freezer, they had plastic over it, but it was not up to par, put it that way.
Sam's Club over here in Spartanburg or the one in Greenville?
Oh, yeah, Spartanburg's the only place we go, and it's getting as bad as Woodruff almost, not quite. But we haven't been to Sam's or Costco's in Greenville for ages due to the traffic.
Somebody, the speed limit along here is 35, and I got some lady behind me who's in such a big hurry. She's sitting back there waving her hands and making all kinds of ugly expressions because I'm doing 35 in the 35 zone. So, you know, what can I say?
Director around here, you should be doing 55.
See little road over here, I'm not.
Work on that attitude.
Over it, you know. It's like it is, and I'm going to take my time, I'm going to make it, and you can sit back there and wave your hands all you want, lady. It's not going to change the way I'm driving, so get over it, as they say.
You could step on the brakes a little bit there and just kind of wake them up.
Well, I'm going to do that in a second, because I'm getting ready to make a right turn up here.
Whenever they do that, I usually give a turn signal from a long ways out. Yeah, but whenever they're tailgating me, I'll wait till I get, like 99% of the people do, they get within 10 yards of the corner, and then they slam on the brake, and then they give a turn signal.
There was another car that was behind the one that was behind me, and it, where in this, I was at this corner turning, and the other car was slowing down behind me, and this other car come roaring around both of us. There was a left turn lane there, and it come roaring around both of us, and the lady behind me honked the heck out of her horn. But I was, you know, I've learned that all that does is relieve a little of your own personal frustration, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not.
You shot. I don't know how many road rage shootings they've had down here lately. It's pretty incredible anymore.
To warn people if they're, say, like backing out in front of me or something like that when they shouldn't be. And I was very good to the guy that came out, even though he cost me $150 this morning. I was still nice to him and told him to be careful and to actually turn around in my yard before he pulled out on that road. But he was liable to get rear-ended if he backed out on it.
Not Rusty. Well, I think after I go out and check the birds, I will go down and finally get to look at my manual on my radio and see if I can resolve that reset.
On your amplifier or on your radio?
I went out and looked at the satellite the other night, the ISS, and when I come back in, there was a station on there I'd been wanting to hear, but I didn't. I don't sit there and run the amplifier all the time. So I reached up and turned the amplifier on, But this one switch that makes it automatic band switch needs to be in the null position, and it wasn't. It was in the transmit position. Although I wasn't transmitting, that's still something that apparently you don't do. So now you got jumpers, you know, from a couple of pins over to another couple of pins, but it shouldn't be very hard. It's called a fault reset or something you have to do.
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular amplifier, so I can't help you there. And probably shouldn't be a real big problem. It's probably just a, you know, you got to hold this button this way, and you hold that button that way, and you hold your tongue to the left, and then you hit the on switch, and it resets everything, one of those type things, you know?
And so Mason will do it. I'll try it. If it doesn't, well, then I'll call the factory. But, it's just a pain in the butt. It was my fault. I shouldn't have been so quick to turn it back on. I don't use the switches on the front of the amplifier. I have a double pole 240 volt switch, and I just, it looks like a light switch, but it's a heavy duty one, and I just flip that on, and it turns the amp on, and it keeps me from wearing out those switches on the amplifier. And it's worked for years. And I just restored and turned it on, and I didn't realize I had that other one in the up position instead of the down position. It's not communicating with the radio. It's got a little red light flickering.
The Corvette sitting here next to me, the convertible top, the one that's got the lift-out tops on it, and he's rumbling sitting here. Pretty car. Got a nice paint job. I like the color of the car. It's a deep blue and looks good and everything. So, tell you what, you get to these stop signs and stop lights, and you wonder how long it takes them to change to something so the side roads can go. And I finally got a chance to go. And just crossing one road, crossing Reedville Road to stay on Nazareth Church Road, because the place I got to go is down here off of that. Well, I think your best bet is to give the factory a call and get the experts online with you to do that. Now, that's a auto-tune, auto-band changing amplifier, right?
Yes, it is. I had to add a little box. This was before they come out with the auto-band switching. And I added this little box called an ARI 500. And it's just a tiny little box that sits on the amp, and I just flip it up to transmit and down to null, it's a standby. And that made it auto band switching. This one does not have 6 meters on it like the newer ones do, but it's still this 1200 watt amp, so. Works real good, Rusty, and it's solid state. I send you to your
T-Mobile. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be looking here later on this year. I'm going to be looking for I'm not going to go for one of the 1200 watt amps. I'm going to be looking for one of the lower rated solid state ones that have the auto tuning. So I'm going to be looking for one of those later. And, that's what I'm going to be looking for. And I'll see what happens and all. But I've got a radio for sale, and I got a manual tuner for sale, and, you know, things like that, which I hope to sell soon, and then I can look into getting an amp.
Zero TR Mobile. That new one they got, they come out with not long ago, is a 1200 watts, and it has those new transistors in it. I don't know, might be 1,000. But anyways, I'm telling you, those things are like the Rock of Gibraltar. They never go out. And if I had to do it over right now, I think I'd buy that one. Although I just dearly love this one. But that's why it kind of made me sick when I forgot to flip that switch down. Well, I was not transmitting, and the power supply and everything's okay on the on the amp, and it's worked like a champ. And I had one little problem with it when it was on warranty, and they fixed it and got it back in about 2 weeks, and no charge. And I couldn't be happier with it. I think I bought it in 2016, Rusty. I've had it quite a while. Anyways, we're home now, so I'll let you go. And have a good trip. And it's nice what you're doing there. And have a good afternoon. Maybe I'll catch you down the line. W2TN0TR, clear.
Okay, that worked out just fine because I've just pulled into the subdivision where I'm looking for the house I'm looking for down here. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, W2T clear.